I want you to get together. I want you to get together. Put your hands together one time. I want you to get together. I want you to get together.
That was the French group Saint-Germain from their 2000 Tourist CD on the Blue Note Records label. And the tune we heard was Rose Rouge. Just before that, Don Patterson, the B3 organist, with Howard McGee on the trumpet, Charles McPherson alto sax, Pat Martino guitar, and Billy James on the drums, from a 1968 Prestige Records LP, Boppin' and Burnin'. And we heard them play a Thelonious Monk song, Epistrophe, and then Charlie Parker's Now's the Time. Well, you're listening to Night Train on KRVS, 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Time now for our brief tribute to the late great pianist Mulgrew Miller, who died on the 29th of May of this year of a stroke. It's very sudden. 57 years old. He's put out a lot of records over the years. He was born in Greenwood, Mississippi. He went to a university there in Mississippi. His group, the trio, Mulgrew Miller Trio, was the very first, the Kennedy Center Jazz Club. We're going to hear a few tunes from his Kennedy Center, Live at Kennedy Center CD, the volume one of that. On this, he's backed by Derek Hodge on the bass and Rodney Green on the drums. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a song entitled Skylark. We'd like to conclude our first set with a song that's written by the great Charlie Parker. And this is called Relaxing at Camarillo. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mr. Rodney Green at the drums. Rodney Green. Rodney Green at the drums. At the contrabass, the upright bass, the string bass, the bass violin. Mr. Derek Hodge. Hodge. Derek Hodge. Thank you.
Late Mulgrew Miller, from his Live at the Kennedy Center Volume 1 CD on the Max Jazz label, came out in 2006. We heard him play If I Should Lose You, Skylark, and Relaxin' at Camarillo, the Charlie Parker tune. He was backed, as I said earlier, by Derek Hodge on the bass and Rodney Green on the drums. That's Mulgrew Miller. He'll be missed. Up next, Bill Evans and Jim Hall. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bill Evans on the piano, with Jim Hall on guitar. That's from the first of their duo CDs called Undercurrent, originally recorded in 1962 in New York City. The tunes we heard were first My Funny Valentine, and then Darn That Dream. That's Bill Evans and Jim Hall, Undercurrent, on the Blue Note Records label. Well, once again, we've exhausted our 2 hours for Night Train for another week. Do hope you enjoyed the show. You'll come back again next Tuesday from 8 to 10 for more jazz. Let's go out tonight with Thelonious Monk. This is from his 1966 Straight No Chaser recording. We're going to hear the title tune, Straight No Chaser. On this particular recording, he's backed by Larry Gales on the bass, Charlie Rouse on the tenor sax, and Ben Riley on the drums. Stay tuned now for Djamel Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. Until next week, this is John Green. Take care.